Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Day the World Stops Shopping, How Ending Consumerism Saves the Environment and Ourselves, J.B. McKinnon presents a thought-provoking exploration of what might happen if the world dramatically reduced its consumption overnight. Through a series of meticulously researched scenarios, McKinnon delves into the environmental, economic, and societal implications of drastically cutting back on our consumer habits. The book challenges readers to consider the unsustainable nature of current levels of consumption and the potential for a radical shift towards more sustainable living practices. McKinnon combines expert interviews, real-world examples, and theoretical models to paint a comprehensive picture of a future where consumerism is no longer the driving force of our economies and personal lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, environmental impact of consumerism. The relentless pursuit of consumer goods has dire consequences for the planet, a theme central to McKinnon's narrative. He delves into the concept of ecological overshoot, where human demand exceeds the Earth's regenerative capacity, leading to deforestation, loss of biodiversity, and climate change. The book outlines how the fashion industry, electronic sector, and even our daily food consumption contribute to environmental degradation. Additionally, it discusses the massive amounts of waste generated by disposable products and the limitations of recycling as a solution. McKinnon argues for a radical rethinking of how we value and interact with goods, advocating for a system that prioritizes sustainability over consumption for consumption's sake. Secondly, economic implications of reducing consumption. McKinnon investigates the potential economic fallout of a world that dramatically reduces its shopping habits. He explores how economies, especially those heavily reliant on consumer spending, may contract and face significant challenges in transitioning to a model less dependent on constant growth. The book discusses the potential for job losses in retail and manufacturing sectors and the impact on global trade. However, McKinnon also highlights opportunities for economic transformation, including the rise of the sharing economy, increased local production, and the development of industries centered around repair and maintenance, which could provide both environmental benefits and new employment opportunities. Thirdly, societal shifts. One of the book's key insights is the potential for societal transformation that could result from reducing consumerism. McKinnon discusses how identity and social status are often tied to material possessions and how a shift away from consumerism could lead to a revaluation of values towards more meaningful connections and experiences. He examines the role of advertising in shaping our desires and the potential for a cultural shift towards minimalism and mindfulness, where the quality of goods and the richness of experiences take precedence over quantity and ostentation. The book provides a glimpse into communities and initiatives that are already embracing these values, offering a hopeful vision for a future that prioritizes well-being over material wealth. Fourthly, environmental policy and consumer choice. McKinnon addresses the interplay between policy, corporate responsibility, and individual consumer choices in driving environmental change. He argues that while individual actions are important, systemic change driven by strong environmental policies and corporate accountability is crucial to effecting meaningful reduction in consumption. The book explores various policy suggestions, including carbon pricing, resource taxing, and regulations designed to reduce waste and encourage sustainable production and consumption patterns. Additionally, it highlights the role of innovation in creating sustainable alternatives to current consumer goods and the importance of transparency in corporate practices to empower consumers to make informed choices. Lastly, the psychological impact of consumerism. McKinnon delves into the psychological effects of consumerism, discussing how the constant pursuit of more can lead to increased anxiety, dissatisfaction, and a sense of emptiness. The book investigates the concept of affluenza, where wealth and material abundance fail to lead to happiness and can instead exacerbate feelings of isolation and discontent. McKinnon suggests that reducing consumption can lead to improved mental health and well-being by fostering a sense of gratitude, presence, and satisfaction with what one has. He advocates for a cultural shift that embraces sufficiency rather than excess, highlighting the importance of reconnecting with nature, community, and deeper personal values as pathways to fulfillment. In conclusion, J.B. McKinnon's The Day the World Stops Shopping is a compelling call to action for individuals, policymakers, and businesses to radically rethink our relationship with consumer goods. The book is a must-read for environmental advocates, policymakers, economic thinkers, and anyone concerned with the future of the planet. It serves as a powerful reminder of the urgent need to transition towards sustainable living practices. By examining the environmental, economic, societal, and psychological impacts of consumerism, McKinnon offers a holistic view of the potential benefits of reducing consumption. Ultimately, the book suggests that embracing sustainability can lead to a more fulfilling, equitable, and environmentally friendly world, making it an essential read for those looking to make a positive impact in their lives and the world around them. If you would like to support J.B. McKinnon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.